Amen. But Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me. John 9:4. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Paul said, we don't look at the things which are seen. We look at the things which are unseen. Have you got it with me? The Bible said that Moses chose rather. Hebrews 11:25. He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. What's wrong with Moses? Moses, you gonna give up all that stuff, man? He chose rather to suffer. We don't like to do that. Moses, what are you talking about? Hebrews 11:25. He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Would you do that? A lot of folks say, I'm just going to change churches if I got some affliction with the people of God. I'll just get me another church. I just get out of the choir and I just get out of this because I ain't going through no affliction. That ain't what Moses said. Moses said he chose rather. You see, it's a choice. Hebrews 11:25. To suffer afflictions with the people at church. Then to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He saw sin as seasonal. He saw pleasure as seasonal. Moses said, when I did the math, it didn't add up. I'm gonna put up with these nasty, recalcitrant, cantankerous Hebrews. That's what I'm gonna do. Why? Because it's so short. It ain't gonna be that long. You gotta have your right. You gotta think long term. He said, I chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. The pleasures of sin is just fleeting. A whole lot of folk are just, and there is pleasure in sin, by the way. Sin is pleasurable. I'm not going to lie. Anybody did any, they know it's good. We're not going to lie on the Bible. God ain't trying to fool you. Sin is enjoyable. Sin is pleasurable. It said there's pleasure in sin. But it's seasonal. It does not last long enough to be priority. A lot of folk don't want to do what God said. They don't want to read their Bible. Amen. They don't want to pray. They don't want to witness. They don't want to do those things. But God says it shouldn't be that way. We should recognize that he wants us to do his will. You see, that's what got the folk in trouble in the Bible. When you look at Judas, he actually fell for the okie doke. He fell for it. Amen. He fell for it. Amen. Amen. He fell for it. In Mark 14:11, they promised he went, and the chief priest was glad. And you know why they were glad, and the Bible says in Mark 14:11 they promised to give him some money, and because he had asked him, what are you gonna give me that I'll betray the master? I'm one of his 12, but I'll betray him for some cotton candy. You know what ended up happening? He went back. Matthew 27:42. He went back and he threw the money back at them. And he said, this was nothing but cotton candy. He said that I have betrayed innocent blood. Now, when you start talking about the devil, he doesn't play around. He doesn't play with you. He's going to play hardball with you. Amen. You know what they told him? That's your problem. You know how he turned on you. He gets you in. And amen. Matthew 27:40. He gets you in. But then he said, I betrayed innocent blood. Take this money back. He said, that's your problem. It ain't ours. What is that to us? You know what he ended up doing? Committing suicide. For cotton candy. He threw the money back. He said, I thought I was going to have satisfaction in this, but I really didn't have any. He settled for it. The soldiers, the chief priests and the elders and the scribes sent the soldiers. And I'm going to get on out of here. He says, he sent the soldiers, and he told the soldiers. The soldiers said, the chief priests, they said, well, you know, we know that the deceiver said he was going to rise the third day. But the Bible tells us, that he gave them large money. Amen. Matthew 28:12. He paid them off. He bribed them. He gave them large money. Money answers all things. Yeah. All he did was pay them off. He said, look, just tell them the disciples came and stole the body by night. And when the governor hear about it, we'll take care of that. No, just here, take some money. Gave him a whole lot. Said he gave him large money. Yeah. Amen. In other words, he gave him cotton candy. Right. Amen. And it took that. And the soldiers fell for the okey-doke. I'm finna close when I tell you that, you know, but there are some folk in the Bible that didn't fall for it. Have I got a witness? They told Jesus, they said, the devil took Jesus up in the fourth chapter and told him that, you know, that I'm all this will I give you if you fall down and worship me. And Jesus said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only shalt thou serve. Case closed. I'm not falling for it. Amen. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to fall for the okey-doke. And they told Jesus to come down off of that cross. Amen. They told him to come down off of the cross. Amen. Amen. And Jesus, he refused to come down. He said that, you know, he said that he was the Son of God. Why don't you come down if you're the Son of God? And Jesus said, I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not going to fall for it. He stayed up there because if he'd have come down, then you and I wouldn't have been saved. Have we got a witness? He didn't fall for it. He did not fall for it. And but there are those who fall, amen, and they sell God out. They completely, he said, fight the good fight, and I want you to fight for that which is eternal, not for that which is permanent. I don't want you to fall for it. I don't want you to give up on the things that you ought to be doing. Amen. So for some temporary stuff, have I got a witness? I'm not going to fall for it. The Bible says that I ought to do it. Amen. I'm not going to give in. But there are people who will do it. There are people that will fall for the here and now instead of the future. They say, I'm not going to worry about serving the Lord. I'm just going to take and grab all I can get now. Because I want what is now. I'm consumed with what is now. Amen. Add up all your stuff and examine all the things that you're doing and see if you're doing the thing that God wants you to do, and if you are serving the way God wants you to serve. Amen. Some people won't give up certain programs to read the Bible. Amen. They don't have a regular Bible time they read the Bible. Amen. Because they got some things that Satan is offering. But I'm so glad to know that Jesus didn't fall for it. Amen. Jesus, he says, I want you to lay hold on it. Lay hold to eternal life. Don't fall. You don't have a prayer time? Amen. They tried to get the three Hebrew children. They said, fall down and worship us. Or we're going to throw you in the furnace. Amen. If you don't bow, you're going to burn. They said, no, you got it backwards. If we bow, we'll burn. I'm not giving up serving God to serve no idols. Amen. Daniel, we're going to throw you in the lion's den if you don't stop praying. Have we got a witness? I heard somebody say, Daniel said, I'll be dinner for the lions before I give up my prayer meeting. We need prayer right now. And you know what happens? The truth is that we don't value the things that are godly, the things that are important. When they hit the Twin Towers, all churches were packed. You know what they were doing in there? Praying. They went to church just to pray. And right now, we don't witness another massacre. And you're going to keep on witnessing them. And I hate to make you mad, but I'm just going to tell it like it is. It's not going to change. Because what's to stop chaos and confusion is authority. And we got a man that is in the office that's the most powerful man in the world. But guess what? He can't do nothing about it. In the name of democracy, he can't stop it. We just have to sit around and wait for some more folk to die. It's not that he wouldn't do it. He's sitting around waiting. Because authority is designed to maintain order. And whenever something is out of order, usually authority come fix it. But guess what? There ain't no authority in this world. We got a three-branch government that believe people can just do what they want to do, and this one got the vote, and that one got the vote, and that one got the vote. And when they all get it together, then we'll make a move. In the meantime, just let folk die. They have fallen. I'm going to open the door of the church. Because Jesus has paid it all. All to him I owe. I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters. I want to encourage you to don't let the temporary have priority over the permanent. Amen. Don't leave this world broke. You can be rich here and broke there. If you don't lay up for your treasures in heaven, and you just have treasures here, you can be rich here and broke there. Yeah. Have I got a witness? Yeah. I think I'd rather be broke here and rich there. And that's what we got to think about. I'm going to ask you to stand if you don't mind standing. Amen. I went to a place this weekend, didn't want to stand when you asked them to stand, but amen. If you don't mind standing. Father, I want to thank you for salvation. I want to thank you for the opportunity to go to heaven. For I know that the world has fallen. Are they interested in the temporary? They're interested in cotton candy. What can I get out of it? They want the temporary only. And we know it doesn't last. But their primary focus is on. They're consumed with the now. They're consumed with cotton candy. Deliver us from being motivated by the temporary stuff. Help us to focus on the permanent. For we know only what we do for you will last. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. The door is open. You have the opportunity to get saved.
They say this mountain can't see you.
Come to Jesus.
They say these chains will never break.
Thank you.
But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change.
Yes, yes.
They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the unmovable. Break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. We know that hope is never lost. Oh, for there is still an empty grave. God, we believe no matter what. So much power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the immovable. Break the unbreakable. God, we believe. Yes, we believe. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. Oh, we believe. Yes, we believe.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. I just want us to just sing a little of that. Each victory will help you some other to win. Find and burn. you got to do is just ask. Savior to help. Comfort, strength, and he'll keep you. I know Jesus. He's willing to help you. Jesus will care. All you got to do is just ask. Congregation, why don't y'all sing it? Yes. Ask the Savior to help you. Sing it.
Comfort,
we came to worship.
Jesus,
he'll keep you.
He is willing to
help you.
Jesus will carry you.
All you got to do is just ask.
The Savior to
help you.
Oh,
God, and he'll keep you. I know Jesus. He'll help you. He will carry you.
Oh,
ask the Savior to help. Of his mother's womb. Tell your neighbor there are no carryouts. There are no carryouts. There are no carryouts. Now you can leave, but there won't be any carrying nothing out. Father, we thank you now for the offering you've given us, the sacrifices. But Lord, we love you so much, even we're not thinking about what you'll do because we did what we did. But we just thank you that you loved us so much. Our hearts are balanced. We're not out of balance. We don't love money so much. You can get anything we got. Our heart is balanced. So I just want to say thank you. We know you are a blesser. You said, I'll open the windows and pour you out a blessing. But you're also a blocker. You said, I'll rebuke the enemy for your name's sake. And then you want us to be benevolent. You want us to be a giving church, not just a... You said it's better to give than to receive. In the name of Jesus. Comfort, strength, and he'll keep you. I know Jesus is willing to help you. Jesus will carry you. Now may the Lord bless thee, keep thee, make his face to shine upon thee, lift his countenance upon thee, and give you his peace. In the name of Jesus. Let us all sing together. Amen. Tell your neighbor there are no carryouts.